This is Gene McMillan interviewing Robinson Leach Jr. at his office, 318 Main Street, Lakeville, Connecticut. The date is May 1st, 2012. May I have your full name, please?
Robinson Leach Jr.
And where were you born?
Sharon, Connecticut.
Will you give me your birth date?
July 3rd, 1947.
What were or are the names of your parents?
Were is Robinson Leach Sr. Mm-hmm. R is Elizabeth B. Leach.
And do you have siblings?
I do. One sister, Rosalind B. Leach.
And what is your educational background?
Initial schools were located in Salisbury, Connecticut, and included Town Hill School. I apparently was in an earlier school that I don't remember being at. I can't even give you the name. And then I was at Salisbury Central School, and then I went to Indian Mountain School and finished local schooling at Salisbury School.
And did you go on to college?
And then I went from Salisbury School. I took a postgraduate year abroad in Switzerland at a place called the American School in Switzerland, and after which I went to Rollins College in Florida. Yeah.
Tell me about getting involved in the real estate business, please.
That happened by chance, and probably because my mother was watching over my father, who was in the business before me, and I was out in Aspen, Colorado, at a winter job following my graduation from college. And some point during that year, as spring was coming, the question of what I might be doing with myself after Aspen, Colorado came up in a discussion with my mother, and she popped the question of would I have any potential interest in ever working in real estate with my father. And that hadn't crossed my mind that I can recall to that particular point of conversation. And it was a seed that was planted probably quite cleverly in my head, and that seed grew into a positive idea of doing that as the spring of 1971 wore on. And the rest is sort of history, because I went into work with him for the summer of 71, and I have not left that business since.
Was it a business that your father started himself, or was it something that he bought from someone else?
Well, the way you start in the real estate business is you usually find a broker who is already in business to tie up with, and he tied in with a brokerage firm that was owned and run by a gentleman named H. Copeland Robinson and his wife Orpha B. Robinson. And so he started his stint in real estate by being associated with that firm, I believe while he was still at Salisbury School, but I can't remember, as a teacher. And then eventually went out on his own, as salespeople do when they become brokers, decide to go into it for themselves.
Do you enjoy what you're doing?
I love it.
Why?
Well, I like living here, which I think is one of the best places that anybody could wish to live who likes a rural country type of setting with a country type of life, and gave me the opportunity to do other things besides doing real estate that I was interested in, which was mainly sports and athletics, and I could participate in those sports as I have done pretty much continuously since the mid-70s as a soccer referee. I was a hockey referee for a couple of seasons in the wintertime, but have been a high school and college referee for most of the rest of the time, right through this current interview period.
What, in your opinion, makes a good real estate broker? What attributes do they have to have?
I would say that a good real estate broker has to have attributes which include extreme patience. You need to have the ability to communicate at a lot of different levels of clients' communication skills, and that is more complex than it may sound like, but you have to have an innate understanding of people. It's a constant learning business. I learned as much today as I learned in the first year that I was in it, or more so probably. And you have to really be dedicated to almost putting the business before most other things in your life if you're going to do it the way I think it should be done.
And obviously you do it the way you think it should be done.
I do.
Which is a plus in your corner. Now, I know that you do, you didn't want to say civic activities, but I know that you've been involved in a lot of local organizations. What are some of the local organizations or things that you've done?
I've been on some local town committees, building and grounds committee for the town of Salisbury, which I still am on. I am a member of the WPCA, which is the Water Pollution Control Authority, generically known as the sewer, the town sewer system. I have in the past been on the board of Camp Sloan, which is a YMCA camp in Lakeville back in the 80s, I believe. I have also avoided positions on some things. I avoided running for selectman back in the 80s when I was asked to do so. I have tried to control the numbers of things. I've been on the Sharon Audubon board for a number of years back in the 80s as well. And while volunteerism is pretty important around here, it also, real estate is such a time-consuming job that it has precluded my being able to do a whole lot more than those particular things back when I did them and are doing them now.
You were a soccer ref, college and high school in New England.
Still am.
And ski instructor at Catamount?
Yes, I forgot. I'm a ski instructor. I've been a ski instructor at Catamount since 1974 or 3, and working there at nights.
A beautification project?
Yes, I've been on the Salisbury Beautification, Highway Beautification Project group that is still going on as it seeks to work on calming traffic through our villages and beautify the main street corridor as it goes through the towns of Lakeville and Salisbury.
Do you have anything that you'd like to add to this interview that we haven't covered?
I don't know the answer to that question at the moment.
Has Salisbury changed over the years in your view?
While it's changed, it's changed in my viewpoint blessedly little as compared to towns that might have started out looking like Salisbury and have grown and exploded into larger towns and even maybe city type towns throughout the state of Connecticut. So yes and no is the answer to that question.
But people are the same.
The people, well, the local people are certainly the same. The population has changed obviously quite a bit over my period of time in real estate, since real estate, when my father was involved in it, did not cater to outside people buying in to our town for an area for weekend use type of purposes. I think his business was basically involving local people who were buying homes around that were moving in maybe to work at places like the schools if they didn't live on campus, the hospital that's been around, or might have opened up businesses here.
When did the changeover come from people that were here permanently with jobs to weekenders primarily?
Well, by the time I got into the business, I think we were already into that type of business where we were catering to people, outside buyers coming in primarily from New York City, southward, as opposed to coming in from Boston or Albany or that kind of, or Hartford even. So I can't tell you exactly when it happened for him, but I suspect it was happening in the 70s in a big way. We had to deal with the fact that the railroad, which had been in place
through the 60s had sort of gone out of business, and the question really was how were people going to get up from the city to here other than by car? And the railway, as I recall, had sort of shrunk in its area that it served and went south, and they actually took the tracks up, and it even went further south and were using buses from almost 45 minutes to an hour south, because they kept thinking that the rail service was going to diminish and never come back. And in fact, it was at a lull for a while, and then it started getting busy again as more and more people were coming up here and buying real estate, and they sought alternative means to the car to be able to get to our corner.
What do you see for the future of real estate in Salisbury?
Well, being 2012, we've had a big change since the boom that sort of ended in 2007 and 2008, whereas we were really in a boom period up until that point. I think we are going to see a change that'll last for a few years at any rate, in terms of a shrinkage of people coming from the south, and probably less development going on that might have happened had the boom continued to progress through this current period. Salisbury basically has been a town of, in my view, of around 4,000 resident citizens for four decades. And either side of that figure by not too many hundred on either side. And that has sort of been the case for Sharon, Falls Village. We even have shrinkage going on in terms of local residential residents, because you can see that because the numbers of school children are diminishing and causing the public schools to sit there and recalibrate how they're going to survive as certain schools are losing significant numbers of students in their classrooms.
If there isn't anything else that you'd like to add?
If there isn't, or if there is?
If there is.
Well, personally, I hope Salisbury's not going to grow a whole lot. I'm certainly in the minority. Anybody who sells real estate for business should be hoping for growth as opposed to static situation. But I'm one of these people that enjoy Salisbury being quiet as opposed to increasing bustling. It cannot stay any better than it is right now as far as I'm concerned.
You are very much a pro Salisbury person.
I am.
Thank you so much for giving me time out of your busy schedule. And I appreciate the interview.
You're welcome.